Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Amy Loboda, editor of Aviation for Women magazine and FAST team representative, Fort Myers, Florida, who is today's host.
Welcome to Managing Safety's podcast. I am Amy Loboda. I'm here at Sun and Fun 2012, and I have with me Guy Rogenson, and he is with Guidance Aviation, but really he's the principal sponsor for ThinkGlobalFlight.org. ThinkGlobalFlight.org is doing an around-the-world flight adventure promoting education, and particularly STEM education. Guy, explain to me, what's STEM?
STEM is science, technology, engineering, and mathematics education. And obviously without it, we wouldn't have aviation or aerospace. And that's why when our CEO and our management team at Guidance Aviation saw what Captain Judy Rice was doing with Think Global Flight, we were all in.
Terrific. So science, technology, engineering, and math.
Correct.
And kids.
Right.
Where did Guidance Aviation fall in love with that?
Well, we're a Part 141 helicopter and fixed-wing flight training facility in Prescott, Arizona. And our director of flight operations, Dave Roy, has known Captain Judy Rice from both of their involvements with the EAA. Both are heavily involved with that organization, obviously. And when Judy contacted our director of flight ops, again, Dave Roy, we presented what she was doing to our management team, to our CEO, John Stonecipher. And it took him and the group about 35 to 45 minutes to decide, let's give her a plane. Let's give her the Cirrus SR-20 G3 with the Garmin perspective, and let's get this rolling for the kids.
That is terrific. So let's talk a little bit about the Around the World adventure.
Sure.
What's going to happen?
Well, obviously we're going around the world. How it's all organized is it's all going to be online. And Captain Judy and her team of educators, because Judy is both an aviator and an educator for over 25, 30 years, is we're setting up student command centers around the globe. And these schools will run, each student command center has four components, air traffic control, weather, flight planning, international relations, and managed by the students, created by the students, and they will be interacting online with the flight in real time. We're hoping to acquire the Garmin's Global Connect so that with the Iridium satellite phone, be able to talk to students in real time with flight planning. Judy herself is involved and works for X-Plane, and we're hoping to develop a program where kids can go online, get the metrics from the flight in real time, and be able to fly a simulator online in parallel with the flight.
Terrific.
All the while, what we're going to be doing is providing problems for the students. You know, wind corrections, how much fuel do we need, are we within our limits with weight. These are all math problems, they're all science problems, so we're working on real life situations to, again, promote STEM as well as educate the kids. And moreover, get them excited about aviation. It's not just about education. We're here to excite them about what aerospace and aviation have to offer, and it's a win-win for everybody. Our sponsors that are becoming involved, they get exposed to their future aviators and future customers, but it's also a feel-good. They're doing something great for education around the globe.
Around the globe, and,
right.
and one of the other neat side lights of that is you might actually get kids to know where things are around the globe. I found
exactly.
that there's a tremendous lack of geography
exactly.
education.
You got it. That's exactly what I'm talking about. And that's why it didn't take very long for us to figure out we need to be involved with this. Of course, it's about creating more aviators, but we're taking a hit on education here in the United States. Obviously, we're not the top. We need to be that again. It's time to bring that back. It's time to bring back what the United States has to offer within aviation. So it's just a win-win on so many different levels. But of course, the most important part of this is education. And we're launching our student centers. What's really exciting is we're launching our student command centers with Central Florida Aerospace Academy. we were so impressed with what we saw the other day here at Sun and Fun with the Academy and what they've done. We met two sophomores over there, Savannah and Cody, and they're going to be our directors of development for the Student Command Centers for the Beta. And they'll have that worked out. I can't tell you how intelligent these young kids and how motivated they are and how much they love aviation. And it really inspired me to say, you know what, we're not going to do this. The kids are going to do it. So we're real excited about working with Central Florida Aerospace Academy and their people over there and launching it. They have a sister school, by the way, in Norway, and we're going to be launching that Student Command Center over there at the same time.
Okay.
So it's fantastic. And I should also mention that one of the first people to step up and to provide sponsorship besides Guidance Aviation is Rick Garcia in Gulf Coast Avionics. Rick, obviously, as many people know in this area, is one of the key people that made that academy over there happen, the Central Florida Aerospace Academy.
Sure.
And obviously, when he found out what we're involved with, he got us more integrated with the academy, and that's where we're at today. We've had a great reception from everybody. We're very excited. We've been talking to Cirrus. We just started introductions and talks with the AOPA, obviously Gulf Coast Avionics, Guidance Aviation. We set up some agreements with an O2 provider in flight. So we're looking for sponsors. We're looking for some of the bladders, for the ferry bladders for across the pond, so to speak. So it's going very well. We're very excited. The best part of this is we're already developing a sweepstakes right now to raise money for a new computer for Central Florida Aerospace Academy. So for me, it's a perfect job. I get to fly, I get to promote stuff, and best yet, we're helping out the kids.
Do you have a target date for that actual flight?
Yes, fall of 2013. No specific date, but fall of 2013. We will be at Oshkosh coming up in a few months here, doing the same thing we're doing here, showcasing the aircraft, doing talks about our flight, how we're benefiting education, and you know, reaching out to the kids in that particular area as well.
Do you have more than just Norway and Central Florida set up at this time? What
yeah,
other
we have
a,
well,
are you looking
at? Our flight plan is still changing a little bit based upon a lot of the needs of the crew. But yeah, we do, and that's really Judy's department. She's the educator. She's really well connected. We've had people coming up to us from Italy, Spain, Germany. So we're really trying to focus on garnering as many schools that want to become involved and help us develop these student command centers.
Will it be a solo flight?
It'll be Judy Rice is captain, and the navigator is Fred Nauer.
Ah, excellent.
Uh-huh.
Excellent. And finally, will you be stopping at each of these school locations? Is
yes,
that the goal?
That is definitely the goal. Judy is a part of the flight plan, is stopping at these schools, reaching out to the kids, discussing what aviation is all about, discussing the importance of education and STEM, which again is science, technology, engineering, and math, and to instill in them a certain amount of excitement so that they follow through and continue the journey.
Okay, so try to get that airplane to them somehow so they can get their hands on it, see that it's real, it's not some kind of game online.
No, this is pretty serious stuff. We take it real seriously. The Earth Rounders mm-hmm. have been a fantastic organization for Captain Judy and Navigator Fred, as we say, and providing information from people that have already done it, what locations are good, what are bad, what locations have good avgas and what don't. How are we going to ship in the things that we need to ship in if we need oil or fuel, you know, permits, all these different things. That organization has been a big help with, as well as I believe it's a pilot journey. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the big reasons why we're here, is reaching out to the organizations that that we need as a part of the team.
Excellent, excellent. Where can people find Think Global?
There's two things that they can do. We would love to have them follow us on Facebook. The more fans we have on Facebook, it helps our sponsors, creates bigger awareness, and that's at facebook.com/thinkglobalflight. And our website, which also has a link to the Facebook, please come visit us at thinkglobalflight.org.
thinkglobalflight.org, an around-the-world flight adventure promoting education yep. in the fall of 2013. And
I should mention that my efforts, what's unique about this organization is my efforts are paid for by Guidance Aviation. So this organization has a built-in marketing division that's going to help give it wings throughout its flight.
Okay, so a 501c3, which means you can get a tax deduction for your donation to thinkglobalflight.org.
You bet.
That's fantastic. So 2013 in the fall, Around the World Adventure, promoting education. We're here at Sun and Fun 2012, so that gives you a little time to pull this together, right?
A little bit, but there's a lot to do. And just the breakfast we had this morning, all the different issues, weight and balance, bladder tanks, do we have to drill some holes in the plane, insurance. We had a wonderful meeting with the gentleman, the president of EMCO, and what a great attitude, what a great vision they have over there. So they're giving us some guidance as well. So we can't thank enough all the people we've met with here at Sun and Fun 2012 to make this thing happen.
Sure, because it's critical that this happens safely in order to truly promote.
Exactly.
What you want to promote.
Absolutely. And that's what we're teaching the kids too, is showing them all the challenges we have for this flight. And it's problem solving, it's math solving, it's about relations and camaraderie and cooperation. All the things that we want to instill in the kids in the school, this is becoming a living, you know, school lesson every day for the kids. So it's a lot of fun.
Well, Guy Rodgenson with Guidance Aviation, who is the principal sponsor, but not the only sponsor.
Absolutely not.
Of thinkglobalflight.org. Thank you again.
Thank you so much, Amy.
Managing Safety Podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website at faaproductionstudios.com to hear past programs.